You're listening to Lyrics Undercover. Case 76, Someone Saved My Life Tonight by Elton John. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. For this edition of Lyrics Undercover, we'll be taking a look at Elton John's 1975 hit, Someone Saved My Life Tonight, a suggestion by listener Cincinnati. We'll learn how the lyrics were inspired by actual events in Elton's life in just a moment, but first a little background on the writing team of Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Elton John was born Reginald Kenneth Dwight on March 25, 1947 in London, the son of an ex-Royal Air Force trumpeter, Stanley, and his wife Sheila. Being born into a musical family, Dwight was introduced to music at an early age, starting piano lessons when he was 4 and performing at a local music festival at the age of 12. When he was 14, he joined a local R&B band called Bluesology, where he met singer Long John Baldry and saxophonist Elton Dean, among the nine-piece band's musicians. After 6 years of performing with Bluesology, which later changed its name to The John Baldry Show, he decided to go solo. Dwight auditioned for Liberty Records, but too nervous to perform his own material, he decided to sing a pair of Jim Reeves songs. Liberty producer and A&R man Ray Williams passed on Dwight's audition, but gave him some lyrics written by Bernie Taupin. The envelope containing the lyrics was actually mailed by Taupin's mother, who found the letter addressed to Liberty Records in the wastebasket, but mailed it off anyway. Dwight took the lyrics, and the two collaborated and completed about 20 songs before they even met face-to-face. The two would end up working together for the next 40 years and beyond. Later that same year, Dwight changed his name to Elton John, borrowing the first names of two members of his old band Bluesology. Fast forward a few years and about a dozen albums, and you come to 1975 and the release of an album that was a concept album, somewhat autobiographical, about the pair, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. Rounding out side one of the album was a song whose lyrics came from a very difficult period that could have meant the end for the singer, a song called Someone Saved My Life Tonight.
When I think of those eastern lights, muggy nights, the curtains drawn in the little room downstairs. Prima donna, Lord, you really should have been there, sitting like a princess perched in her electric chair. And this one more beer, and I don't hear you anymore. We've all gone crazy lately. My friends out there rolling round the basement floor. Ooh. And someone saved my life tonight.
The first line references the East End, which is an area of London where Elton and Bernie Taupin shared a flat with Elton's girlfriend, Linda Woodrow, an heiress to a pickled onion empire. It was 1969, and Linda and Elton were planning marriage at the time. However, he was having doubts. He wasn't ready for the impending marriage and was so panicked by the thought that he contemplated suicide. Some reports even say that Elton went so far as to stick his head inside a gas oven, but I couldn't find any confirmation of that story.
Showers, sit news hanging in my darkest dreams. I'm strangled by a haunted social scene, just a pawn I played by a dominating queen. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, damn it,
In step two of Elton's Best Friends, Toppin and former collaborator and 50% of Elton's namesake, John Baldry, who convinced him to call off the wedding. Elton got drunk, went home, and ended the relationship with Woodrow, returning to the music business. For saving Elton's life, Toppin rewarded Baldry by writing the song, with Baldry both as the someone in the title and in the lyrics referenced as Sugar Bear. Baldry has gotten recent exposure as a voiceover artist for children's cartoons, providing the voice for Dr. Robotnik, the enemy of Sonic the Hedgehog, and other voices in series like Sabrina the Animated Series, Dragon Quest, and the Ewoks. Going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.